Hello, everyone. I hope things are going well for you in these uncertain times. Last Wednesday, Chad brought to us a spiritual message concerning the Lord's Supper, and we received some feedback from that. You told us that it was much appreciated, and it prepared us well to engage in a virtual partaking. I'm told that that went well, and I apologize for missing it. I was really quite ill there for a couple of days. This Wednesday, I'm bringing a short message, audio only, that I hope will be another strand to strengthen our connection to one another and our Lord. Over the last few weeks, you've heard messages that touch on faith, perseverance, worry, anxiety, and the fact that God has prepared us for a time like we're in the middle of right now. Since we have been prepared for a time like this, then it would be wise to honor the source of what we have built on and recognize its nature. Jesus touched on this in John chapter 4. This is where he encounters a Samaritan woman. We also know this passage as the woman at the well. I'm going to read a few verses here to set this up and then emphasize the brief yet profound enlightenment of our Lord. Starting at John chapter 4 at verse 7. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." The Samaritan woman recognized the need for water to sustain life and its constant need to be replenished. But Jesus talks about living water. The person who drinks of this water will never thirst. This living water is supplied by Jesus. He is the source. This water, we are told then, springs up from within. Consider verse 14 again. "But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up." So this living water, which is endless, supplied by Jesus, has the ability to sustain us, not only now in this life, but on into eternity. It does so by flowing upwardly, springing up in us and out like a fountain. So what is this living water? Just a couple chapters ahead, if there was any doubt, Jesus cleared it up in John chapter 6, verse 63. He says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life." Jesus made the connection. His words, his teachings, are the sustaining water of life. Christians, I'm talking about us, we have been seeking out the truth, seeking out the words of Jesus. We are those who have been studying, striving to understand, consuming, praying about and practicing. We have engaged the behaviors and the attitudes and the morals taught by the Master. We have been tapping into the living water provided by our Lord and Savior. And the result? What's bubbling up? How about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We are not thirsting. The world is thirsting. In a sense, their water has been turned off. And what's happening? How are people in the world responding? Worry, anxiety, a hope that man will resolve the problem, hoarding, selfishness, greed. People are scared because they haven't built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. They have not tapped into the well of water springing up to eternal life. How about us? Can this spring of living water within us be shut down or suppressed? There's a couple of things to consider. We were studying together not long ago and came across this passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. It's short and to the point. The Apostle Paul says, "Do not quench the Spirit." Yes, we have the ability to stop our fountain from flowing. Notice the instruction is to us. In other words, God is not the one who's going to stop the flow. It's us. The fountain will stop flowing if we cease to maintain it. I live in a neighborhood served by a well. It has to be maintained. Leaks happen. They need to be repaired. Filters need replaced. The pumps need serviced. If these things don't take place, the water stops flowing. In a sense, then, Christians must maintain the plumbing that's tapped into the source of living water. The other thing to consider is the source of living water is not limited. Someday, the well may run dry that serves my neighborhood. I hope that doesn't happen, but it could. The beauty of living water is its supernatural source. It never runs out. It is eternal. It never stops or changes. It's always there, which means the system can be expanded. The neighborhood I live in, there's 50 homes on this system. And that's it. There's room for no more. The living water which Jesus supplies is unlimited, which means there's an opportunity for every soul alive to tap into this living water. Anyone can tap into this living water. The key for others to be able to do that is for us to be there to share it. Not sharing means suppressing the flow of our fountain. So what am I saying in this short message? Our family at Kent has a long history of meeting together to study, to worship our God in spirit and truth, to pray. We have spoken of our faith, we have demonstrated our faith, and from everything I know, our members have done their best to live and abide by the teachings of the Master. We have tapped into the well of living water supplied by Jesus Christ. My encouragement then is now, more than ever, allow this living water to bubble up and sustain us at a time of need. In addition, continue steadfastly and maintain our personal and collective infrastructure that gives us access to this living water. And share a cup of this living water with those souls that are thirsting for it. Thank you for listening. Might our God continue to bless us through His Son, Jesus Christ.